And good afternoon, everybody. This story on Rowdy Tellez has grown legs, and they are big, thick, tree trunk-sized legs. They're like the big legs on the Willie Stargell statue outside of PNC Park. This Tellez thing. It's everywhere. Pat McAfee today. The Pirates are at it again. Ben Verlander. Justin Verlander's brother.
The Frank Stallone of baseball media.
The Rick Springfield.
Wait.
Isn't he Buffalo Springfield's brother?
I thought Buffalo Springfield was a band.
Did Bruce Springsteen have kind of a weird brother?
Like a lackey brother?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a Roger Clinton? Wasn't there Billy Carter? Didn't some presidents have some fail brothers?
The Derek Watt of the Verlander family.
What did you like to always call Derek?
Tito Jackson. Ben Verlander saying the Pirates did Rowdy Tellez dirty. Giannotti, our old pal in New York today, was ripping the Pirates. Up in Toronto, they were crushing them. On their big, huge radio station there, because Tellez is a former Blue Jay.
In the most polite way possible, I'm sure, in Toronto.
Mackey in the Post-Gazette. Parado saying that the Pirates' cheapness knows no boundaries. So they are taking it on all fronts. Before we get into some more opinions from the three of us and our callers at 412-928-9370, I'm asking Donnie to hold off on the calls for a second, and then we'll get to them. Shortly here. Donnie has dubbed this the martyrdom of Rowdy Tellez, and he will explain why in a couple of minutes. I do think there's really one question for me that rises above all else and is by far the most important in this discussion. And it's sadly a question that, unless there's a reporter who's going to text us and give me the answer, there's no way of knowing the answer. How does Paul Skenes feel about it? If Paul Skenes looks at this and says, oh my God, this is the team I work for, and this is how they treat guys, then that would 100% affect my opinion of how this went down. If I found out in the next 10 minutes that Paul Skenes was like, you know what? Screw Rowdy Tellez. Not a good dude. Didn't like him. Not a good baseball player. Didn't think he deserved $200,000. The half of him, don't let the door hit his big fanny on the way out. That would also affect my opinion on this. How he views the Pirates, honestly, Chris, is the most important thing to me, because he's their golden goose.
But I don't think any...
He's the sun that this all revolves around.
Hold on, let me make sure.
Their solar system.
Let me make sure, I guess, that you are saying this or bringing this up as the biggest question in the context of, will this affect the chances that Paul Skenes signing an extension that keeps him here beyond the prescribed 6 years?
Not only that, but like, does he even want to be here for 6 years? Who cares about even just, I mean, I should say, who cares? Yes, ideally, I'd like him to want to play for the Pirates and find a way to do an extension with the Pirates. But if he is really upset by this, It could accelerate him wanting to get out of Pittsburgh.
I mean,
that's the worst case scenario.
You know, I don't think he would be the kind of guy that, because of this, would pound the table and demand to be traded. But
it could be the first step, though, Chris. It could be the first thing that's like, I didn't know that this is how the Pirates, if he looks at it negatively. Again, I don't know.
Well, he's not going to sign there for any kind of long-term deal that buys out any of his free agency. I'm very confident in saying that. I'd be flabbergasted if he did. I would tell him, if I were his people, you might think you're built different, or you have different priorities. Go get every dollar you can. Don't buy out, don't offer up any of your free agent years. I would imagine Paul Skenes is probably, I'm not going to say indifferent. I don't really know, because I'm not inside his head. And I guess my point on this one would be, I have a different, bigger question.
But hold on a second, though. If you think somebody like Paul Skenes, who is that close to the situation, is indifferent, then one of the biggest things that people have said about this, which is, how do Major League Baseball players view the Pirates after this decision? If Paul Skenes is indifferent, then I would assume
indifferent. I don't think he's indifferent. I don't think any player that's in the players' union likes this stuff. I don't, regardless of whether they like their union brethren as people individually. A lot of guys hated AJ Pierzynski's guts throughout his major league career, to use one guy. But if I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, if there was a situation with AJ Pierzynski where it was him versus his team and by extension ownership, and they felt or he felt that he was getting shorted money in a shady way, I would think even players that didn't like him would take up his cause, because ultimately they're unified against a common enemy, for lack of a better word, which is the owners. That's how this whole thing works. So I would not say, I guess, then Paul Skeens is indifferent. Like, I would think virtually every other player in there, unless it's a guy who dreams of one day working for the league office, I would think he doesn't like it.
So this is why I'm saying it's a big deal. If it does grind his gears and upset Paul Skeens, we know what an ultra-competitive guy he is, how bad he wants to win. And I'm sure he's heard the narratives about the Pirates and how they care about winning. And now, if he feels the way I think he might feel and others think he could feel, then this is the first sign in them prioritizing something above winning that he doesn't hear about. He sees it play out firsthand. That's why I'm saying it's, and he doesn't strike me as a guy that's just going to want to wait around and play on bad baseball teams.
What happens this
until
off-season?
His contract's up?
What happens this offseason if and when they don't make any significant moves? Then what?
Yeah.
Because that's a much bigger story. If Bob Nutting gets cold feet because he handed Ben Sherrington $30 million or so to play with in free agency, well, still not enough money, and Ben mostly lit it on fire.
Right, and that's why I feel like the Tellez thing, I'm not getting worked up as much as about the Tellez thing as other people.
Which end of it? The people who are like Rowdy Tellez done horribly wrong, sort like personally aggrieved for Rowdy Tellez?
Uh-huh.
Or, I don't care about
what was the next part that you,
I don't care about
said,
Rowdy,
or something else.
I don't care about Rowdy Tellez being like he's just the vessel by which this story came about. It's his plate appearances. I absolutely think it matters if you are going to be working on a pretty small budget that you attempt to do small little things that like show that you are a professional organization. I just read a big Athletic feature on the White Sox and what a joke they are under Reinsdorf about how when guys would get traded away, Their former teammates would say, hey, congratulations on making it to the big leagues.
Yeah.
You're out of this org.
Yep.
I think the Pirates have a very similar reputation. I think there are things that an organization, and I'm not talking the owner, I'm talking even the GM who has some degree of agency, can do to just convince veterans that might want to be looking for their next team that, like, we are at bare minimum, we are a major league organization.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, not paying Rowdy Tellez $200,000 or not letting him get one more game of plate appearances to hit a bonus escalator, that's absolutely one of the things that other guys would take note of. It is. I firmly believe that. Like, I was thinking back to, like, little things Neil Huntington actually did that were the opposite of this, like just trading guys who were veterans to contending teams for no return just so people could say, hey, if you come to the Pirates as a veteran and the team's not winning, we're not going to just have you languishing here. We're going to attempt to do right by you. No attempt to do right by the player, to my knowledge, has been made here. And I'm not saying Rowdy Tellez is like some guy who's deserving of exquisite treatment, but
fair enough.
God, just let him have the four plate appearances.
I just think that looking at it through this lens is appropriate. I don't think Rowdy Tellez deserved a bonus. And so if I don't think Rowdy Tellez deserved the bonus, I don't think he should have gotten this year that many at-bats or plate appearances. I just don't.
Why let it get this close then?
But if I'm telling you that I don't think that he deserved $200,000, then why should I get on the Pirates for not giving it to him? Just because he got close?
I mean, I would argue that he did deserve it. He didn't have good numbers for them in like balance of the year, but when they actually got into being looked at as a sneaky potential playoff team, no one wants to see him when they get in. He was one of their two or three best offensive players for like a 90-day span.
Yes,
Pony.
But the season's not 90 days; it's for 6 months. Just is Rowdy Tellez? Tell me if either of these statements are false. Rowdy Tellez is not a good baseball player with no future with the Pirates.
He was definitely not a good baseball player for them. He was also their fourth highest OPS on the team, this year.
Among
qualifiers.
And Derek Shelton, Andy Haynes, and probably Ben Sherrington should all be shown the door for that.
Well, they're not going to be.
Okay, but I shouldn't just give Rowdy Tellez $200,000 out of the goodness of my heart when he doesn't deserve it.
So again, why let it get this close to an escalator clause? Because this looks like actively malicious to do it when you're four plate appearances, one game's worth of plate appearances away. Here's what it looks like. Did you see, well, you don't have Instagram. David Sampson, who ran the Marlins,
yes,
their president,
yep,
went on Lebatard, and I think he's kind of doing a bit, but I know David Sampson from having had him on the show, this is how he actually feels. He said when they were when he was there, they basically had a sheet that tracked everybody's incentive clause, like this stuff,
yeah,
and essentially would pull the rug out when they felt like they needed to. And his big complaint was, why did you not do this 3 weeks ago when no one would have noticed? But like that, he comes at it from a place of what I would call organizational malice, because I don't think anyone would argue the Marlins are a well-run franchise, would you?
No.
So I'm just saying, if the name of the game here is to try to get players better than Rowdy Tellez to come here at some point,
it appears,
then you would probably be, it would behoove you as an organization to be willing to take a $200,000 bath so that they can at least say, hey, we did right by a guy who maybe didn't deserve to have right done by him.
I just don't know what favor that would have curried them with people. If we found out,
I don't care about it currying favor with fans. I'm talking about trying to attract someone who might be a more useful free agent than Rowdy Tellez.
I guess that's just a big leap that I don't think I agree with, that giving Rowdy Tellez $200,000 gives them a better chance of signing who exactly in free agency? Pete Alonso?
Anybody.
Christian Walker?
Anybody who's better than what they have. Well, then the bigger impediment to them not signing those guys is that they don't want to play ball. They don't want to swim in that deep pool.
Exactly.
Then honestly, this is a non-story, and we should only harp on the one thing that is a story.
I just think that 200,000...
Wait. Why are you not responding to that part of it?
What do you mean?
Well, I said, then this is by that logic, if it's not going to help them get the big name free agents, or because we both agree that
the only way they're going to get free agents is if they offer more money than the next closest team, and it's always been that way. Why do you think Russell Martin signed here?
They had to beg him to take their money.
And he did, because it was more than any other of the 29 teams offered. That's
the price has gone significantly up for that kind of transaction anymore.
Because of Rowdy Tellez?
No. Because like just prices have gone up in baseball.
No, I understand that, but I don't think now they're going to have to pay a Rowdy Tellez tax. Where if a team wants $15 million a year, now they say 17 because of the way they treated Rowdy Tellez.
I am just in zero mood to defend them whatsoever, based on the fact that this happened to take place with Rowdy Tellez, who nobody thought was a good baseball player. It's $200,000. It's a non-entity amount of money in Major League Baseball, and it just doesn't.
So
I don't think it reflects well whatsoever that a team pulled the rug out from under that. Clearly, I don't believe, for the record, I do not believe Ben Cherington at all when he says it had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I just don't believe him. I think it is a ridiculous look to pull that away. Four plate appearances
fair
shy.
Enough, but I also think it's ridiculous that you think he deserved the bonus.
I don't
he
care
stinks,
that it's
Chris.
Rowdy Tellez. The point is, the principle is that if it wasn't Rowdy Tellez, if it was a guy who maybe was 20 points higher on his OPS and like a 730 OPS guy, they would have done the same thing.
So how far does that go? So if Grandal was two games away or Taylor, you would have said, give them all bonuses? Every single one of them. Every one.
The point here is...
I'm just asking you that question.
Yes, because the bonus amounts of money are a pittance.
So just throw money at bad baseball players.
You named how many other players?
I named two more who aren't good.
$800,000.
Okay, but still, you're in the business of giving more money to bad players? I don't understand that.
I am in the business of acting like I am in a multi-billion... Like I am one team in a multi-billion dollar organization.
You just... Jeff Passan call out the Giants for the same crap, Chris. Are they not a big-time player in this?
Yes.
They've won three World Series in the last 15 years or 10 years.
And I ripped them when they did that.
Okay, but I'm saying this is ubiquitous in baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's a problem.
So why single out the Pirates for it?
Why be? Because I work in Pittsburgh, for the love of God.
Okay, but you still say it like this is a baseball thing.
I'll tell you what. We're going to have Chris polices every sport in every city and every team coming up as a feature so I can make sure we have equal time given.
I'm just surprised. I'm just saying that this is not a unique thing to Bob Nutting. It isn't.
I am aware, and that says a lot about Bob. The people who are also owners along with Bob.
Okay, but if
argument that we're trying to, that you're trying to misdirect here, that, Rowdy didn't deserve it, deserves got nothing to do with it.
Hold on a second.
Act like a real franchise now in Major League Baseball.
Fair enough, but
the Giants should have too with J.D. Davis.
Okay, but my point is, if people are saying that free agents won't sign here because of what the Pirates did with Rowdy Tellez, is the same thing true for San Francisco now?
They went out and signed Matt Chapman, kind of rendering moot.
Which exactly. So all this is about, none of the optics matter if they offer more money to players in free agency.
Okay, then why don't we talk about that exclusively?
We just did. Your argument and many people's arguments have been, this hurts them with free agents. No, it doesn't. It does not.
But you're making an argument to say, like, this isn't a big deal by saying the real big deal we talk about that seems to have no solution or end in sight is the problem.
Whether they gave Rowdy Tellez $200,000, if they gave him $500,000, that would not make me think, well, they're going to open up the pocketbooks now and they're going to give Pete Alonso a $200,000 deal. It just doesn't.
That's like saying, you know, like that's like I would come into your house and I don't know, scrape one of the walls or something, and you'd say, don't worry about it. The whole rest of the place
is about to fall down. So the argument to you is not, just so I hear you, it's not that this is a mistake because it hurts them with free agents.
Oh, no, I think it's absolutely a mistake because, among other things, it just makes them seem like a franchise that doesn't do base level small things to take care of players. $200,000, I will stress again, is a drop in the bucket.
I know it is.
And I think it goes some small infinitesimal length with players to know that, hey, Tellez hit his number. Like, players are probably aware of that. Hey, Tellez says, you know, I had a $200,000 escalator. They probably could have DFA'd me. They let me hit the escalator. Wasn't the worst thing in the world. Blah, blah, blah. I certainly, like, the argument is such a bizarre one here that because people didn't like the guy that they should be almost lauded, it sounds like you're saying, for withholding
payments. No, I'm not saying they should be lauded. I just
You said he doesn't deserve the money.
He doesn't.
It sounds like you felt like they did the right thing to not give it to him.
I wouldn't have given him the bonus either. So
you are praising them and lauding them for doing that. You're saying they did exactly what you would have done.
Praising somebody and saying
that. Do you think what they did was a good thing? Yes or no?
No, I don't think the day that they did it was a good thing, but overall I would not have wanted to give him the bonus.
So you do think that ultimately not giving him the bonus was a good decision by the Pirates?
It was the right decision.
Okay, then that means good in my mind.
Okay.
If you're saying it's the right decision, you certainly aren't saying it's a bad thing.
But
then.
You thought he was worth the bonus, which I am flabbergasted by. He sucks,
Chris.
Who
on their team was worth any bonus then?
No one.
O'Neill Cruz was an above-average player.
Well, he doesn't have performance-enhancing bonuses in his contract.
McCutchen is an above-average player in Reynolds. Which, again, goes back to the point here. The guy who said it had nothing to do with money shouldn't even be in a position to be making those statements because he shouldn't have a job anymore.
The important point here is not to focus on how the Pirates screwed Rowdy Tellez out of $200,000. It's to look at the Pirates and to look at Bob Nutting and to ask, why is Rowdy Tellez your first baseman in the first place? Why aren't you going out and getting better players? Okay. Why don't you sign Christian Walker or Pete Alonso or someone this winter to go and be a part of the core of that lineup long term? Why are you always playing for short term with little money? Why do you have an $86 million payroll to open the season when the rest of the sport at the top has $300+ million? How do you continue to exist as a Major League Baseball owner who theoretically wants to win a championship and do so pinching pennies? This is what happens. This, Pat, is the consequence of ownership that does not treat things seriously.
Baseball's biggest insider, Jeff Passan, on Pat McAfee talking about the Rowdy Tellez decision. We've promised your calls on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Video coming out of Russell Wilson at practice that we'll get to a little bit later on. Our Jeff Hathorn is there. 412-928-9370 for you to get in on a huge topic that people have been talking about everywhere in Pittsburgh and now nationally over the last 24 hours or so, and that is the Pirates' decision to cut loose Rowdy Tellez and not give him his bonus four at-bats or plate appearances shy of his money.
Just so we're clear, and I definitely want to hear people's opinions on this, you did start the show by saying your big question is, what does Paul Skenes think of it? But when we came back around and argued about it, you said you would not have given him the money, so you would have risked Skenes' happiness by not... Would you have consulted Paul Skenes if you were in their shoes? You said you would not have done this.
No, I know. I know.
Okay. That's you're very worried about Paul Skenes' feelings.
That's a good question. I don't think you can consult a player on a baseball move like this.
Okay. Then you're risking pissing off the guy you say is the golden goose.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have done it. That's fine. I just wanted to make clear because we never got back around to that.
Here is a Donald, who's not our producer, but another guy in Waynesburg on the fan. Hello, Don.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Hey, man.
Hey, just real short and sweet. Whether he deserved the bonus or whether he didn't deserve the bonus, those stats out the window. It was very unprofessional, very classless, and typical Pittsburgh Pirate management is what they showed. And if I was a free agent, no, I wouldn't come to Pittsburgh, not knowing how they treat their players.
Would it have been classless if they did it 2 weeks ago?
And 2 weeks ago, he wouldn't have been four bats away from his thing.
Okay, so it would have been fine then.
If they wanted to do this without any repercussion, what they should have done was kept him on the roster and maybe thrown him in there as a pinch hitter or something every now and then. And then they can say, well, we didn't keep him from getting his at-bats. We just didn't need him at that time.
Okay, but then he still wouldn't get the bonus if they did it that way.
But they would look a little more classy that way by keeping him on the roster.
They would have been classy not giving him the bonus and having him finish one or two plate appearances shy of it?
The whole thing is they looked bad by
cutting. But, Don, if they keep him and he still finishes a bat or two shy, it's the same result.
Plate appearance.
Yes. That's classy to keep a guy on the team and not give him his bonus and have him come one at bat.
If you're going to do this, do it at the beginning of September when he's 60 plate appearances short. Again, so much of this is the optics and how they are perceived. Everything Jeff Passan just said there is just about their perception. Why are you even in this position? Why is Rowdy Tellez your first baseman? Waiting until you're one game's worth of plate appearances short of the escalator of that incentive kicking in is just... It looks bad. The optics of it look way worse than if he had been DFA'd on September 2nd.
I don't disagree with that. Here's Joe next. Hello, Joe.
Hey, boys. Listen.
Hey, man.
It's Bush League, and it's Bush League for own up to it, though. If you're going to show up in the clearance aisle and go get other guys, then you got to own up when you make a move like this. You can't say, like, well, it had nothing to do with money. It had everything to do with money. You took your ball home. On the court, you just took the ball home. Like, you got mad because you didn't win and you didn't produce with guys like that from the clearance section instead of going and getting guys that are worth playing and building a team around the Golden Goose and Skeens. You build around that guy and you go get guys that will.
Well, this offseason's going to go a long way towards determining whether or not they're serious about looking at him as a Golden Goose and treating him appropriately as much as they feel they're actually capable, because this is the offseason where you say your pitch people should be, do you want to play on Paul Skeens' team?
Yeah,
like, we're gonna do two things: tell you can play alongside Paul Skeens, the best pitcher in baseball, and also pay you a fair market value. We'll see. If they don't do that, if the payroll looks like it did this year, then I would say that that's not serious contending behavior. That's not a serious urgency to win.
I agree that I think all will be forgiven if they shock all of us, and I will underline shock, and they go out and they spend significant money on a first baseman and they have someone hitting in the middle of their order who's a significant upgrade over Rowdy Tellez. Just so I know how people come down on this, if they had played Rowdy Tellez, if we didn't know about the bonus, and they had played him at first base practically every day throughout all of September and never gave like Billy Cook's bats over there or someone that might have potential, and he got the bonus, people would have preferred that. That would have made more baseball sense to just continue to play Tellez, who has no future with the team.
Well, that's another
give
thing.
Give him his bonus.
That's
and
another
not
thing.
Play.
When did they bring Cook and York up? Like, separately. Cook came up first.
Yep.
But we were calling for those guys in late August when they had already fallen out of the race, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think that's a complaint against them.
But so much of this just falls into the very same basket for me. Are you perceived as a serious in-it-to-win-it franchise around baseball? And most of these moves, especially when combined, point to one word.
I know,
no.
But I do think they're two separate issues. I believe Pirates should spend more money next year because they're ready to compete and contend. They should be. And they should spend a lot more money on a first baseman. And I don't think that they should have given Rowdy Tellez an extra $200,000 because I don't think he deserved it, earned it this year. I just don't.
To me, again, you said something that I feel like defeats some of that argument, though, when you said, I would love to know what Paul Skeens thinks of this, because if Paul Skeens thinks that this is kind of Bush League behavior, then that $200,000 is worth it to keep him engaged.
Well, if Paul Skeens is pissed off now and they know in the back of their mind that they're going to bring in a better first baseman in the offseason, well, then he'll get over it.
Do you
but
think
if they don't,
know that in the back of their mind?
I guess they really have no way of knowing for sure because they don't know what the prices are going to be on these guys. And
well, they do know one thing.
They know what their budget will be.
They do know one thing. They know whatever the price is like out there, they have to add a couple million dollars onto it for every guy.
Because just what?
You don't think that there's a Pirates tax? We just alluded to it with Russell Martin. Do you think A.J. Burnett was like gung-ho about coming here in a trade? You think he was particularly thrilled?
Burnett? I think he's a bad example though, just because he wanted out of New York so badly.
But like, I could point to guys like randomly how Jody Garrett comes here and is basically gone immediately. Lonnie Chisenhall, we hardly knew ye. I'm just saying, it is a franchise that I would love for them to be really good all the time. But there is a sordid history of guys coming here from outside the organization.
If they offer Christian Walker 5 years, $100 million, and the Angels offer him 5 years, $95, he's coming to Pittsburgh. Period.
Well, that's also California state tax comes into play there. Give me a team that's in like a random place where their tax situation's comparable, because these guys care about that.
The Reds.
Okay.
He's coming to Pittsburgh in that situation. You disagree?
I think it's closer that he's coming to Pittsburgh if Christian Walker gets $85 million from the Reds and the Pirates are upping it by 15. I actually think $5 million might not be enough of a difference.
Here's Alan on the fan. Hello, Alan.
How you doing today, guys?
Hey
first of all, as far as Skeens being upset, I don't really think it makes a bit of difference. I mean, he's probably counting down the days till he's out of Pittsburgh anyway, and I think we'll trade him long before he hits free agency because he's going to go to arbitration, and I think we'll get rid of him before an arbitrator can say pay him $40 million a year.
Well, that's an awfully pessimistic and gloomy outlook on things, Alan. Thank you for cheering us all up this afternoon.
I mean, honestly, Alan, if that's how you feel about it, like, what keeps you engaged with them as a fan?
I hope. I'm going to the game tomorrow.
You could have fooled me with what you just said.
yeah, I'm still a fan. I still hope, but I mean, when they do $200,000, guys, is a rounding error in Major League Baseball. It sends a terrible message to people.
Do you actually think Rowdy Tellez deserved a $200,000 bonus? Thank you for your time and play here.
No, I don't. I don't think he. But it was a performance. It was a numbers, and I
it
think
was just
he got
showing
close
up and getting
enough
at bats.
And I don't think he was good enough to get that number.
Here's a problem I had. I've seen people make an argument that, like, if he and therefore the team had been better, he would have just gotten these at bats because they'd have been playing meaningful games. Then we should be blaming David Bednar and Colin Holderman for Rowdy Tellez. They gave away more games, just as many games, you'd argue, as he did when he was also playing well.
But I agree with that. I think that if the Pirates were a better team, he would have hit that bonus and they would have given him $200,000.
But most of the people are bringing it up in context of if he had been better, they would be better. Their bullpen blew so many games. I shouldn't say Rowdy pitch. My God, he felt like he logged about 30 innings this year.
But here's a question I have for you, and I just tell me why they wouldn't have done this. If they were so concerned over saving money when they were clearly out of it on August 31st, why wouldn't they put Aroldis Chapman through waivers? 100% would have picked him up because every team in baseball needs a bullpen arm for the playoff, and he helped the Rangers win a World Series.
I can't answer that for you.
And that money is saving a lot more than the $200,000 on Tellez.
I cannot answer that for you. There's another part of this that boggles my mind. They are wildly inconsistent.
They paid Aroldis Chapman a full $10.5 million contract to pitch on a bad team this year.
Here is a truism. I think that when you just keep a guy like that, people don't really give you maybe a ton of credit. But by the same token, that makes the decision to not pick up a little $200,000 bonus even more insane. Let me put it this way. The negative press is worth way more in a bad way than $200,000 would be.
Mike's Beer Bars, Fan Beer of the Month, is Alter Genius Rescue Kolsch, benefiting Humane Animal Rescue Pittsburgh. Noah Hiles has talked to people close to Rowdy Tellez and will join us later in the show in a bucko minute to inform us on what's going on here, the aftermath of this decision to get rid of Tellez, 4 plate appearances before his $200,000 bonus. You've heard Malzy and I go at it. Malzy predicted friskiness on the show, friskiness and then some at the beginning. He was clairvoyant on that. Spirited discussions before the show were taking place. Donnie was a part of that. Donnie is yet to chime in here because we're at Studio B and he's back in Green Tree. Donnie, your thoughts on what's going on here with Big Rowdy?
Rowdy Tellez will go down as the St. Peter of Pirates baseball, fellas. I will agree that the optics suck. I will fully go in on that. The time it happened, we thought even yesterday before this news came out about the bonus that it was weird timing. Like, oh, there's 6 games to go. Like, why do it now? Why not do it at the beginning of the month or even 2 weeks ago? However, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive here. I don't think it's that much of a secret around Major League Baseball that Bob Nutting is a cheap owner to other players. I don't think this is the tipping point as to why big-time players wouldn't sign here, because it's not a hot destination as is. So I don't know if not paying a lackluster player an extra $200K would really change that. I mean, I don't know. Do we want to go get Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation? Maybe he can track down Bob Nutting and we can get that bonus back like Clark got.
Do you think they should have kept him around and played him and given him the bonus?
Instead of what they did yesterday?
You mean,
or do you mean like get rid of him earlier in the year?
No, do you think that he should have gotten the bonus?
I think given how close they were, they probably should have just saw it out. Because now look at all the you-know-what storm that has come with it, where they could have easily avoided that if they just literally played him for one more game, maybe two more games, depending on how last night would have gone. But they should have gotten rid of the guy months ago or earlier this month. I know that he had a hot stretch in the middle of the season, but we're all calling for this guy's head in May, in late May, 2 months into the season. And it's just it is ironic to me, a player that everybody wanted out of town, he's now the biggest martyr in Pirates baseball history.
I mean, I just think that misses the point, though. If there are people out there who are personally aggrieved on behalf of Rowdy, like that it's specifically Rowdy Tellez having this happen to him that bothers them, then I think they're missing the point. But I don't really think that that's the case. I think most people are frustrated with this being another story that garners headlines but writ large, and it's negative about the Pirates.
I don't think an owner should shed the reputation of being cheap by giving a bad baseball player more money. I think there are better ways to do that. I don't think the way he changes the narrative or should be trying to change the narrative is by rewarding someone who's not good at his job.
Okay, well then.
He's just objectively not good at his job, Chris. I don't care where he ranks among Pirates. He's not good at his job.
But whether Rowdy Tellez is good at his job or not is honestly, it's like ancillary to the actual story here. You just said the part. If I were an owner who had the perception of being thrifty.
Yeah.
Around baseball, I would do something else to change that perception. When is that going to happen? That same owner talked about an urgency to win this year. Their payroll, ultimately their moves, their roster construction did not really reflect that. Do we have any real sense, or is anybody getting a sense that this is going to be the off-season bonanza we've never seen before from them?
No, I don't. I don't. I mean,
well, then little incidents like this will continue to resonate with people, perhaps more than they should. Do you want to know why the Giants beat the Chargers on the J.D. Davis thing?
Because they have a bigger payroll than the Pirates, and they've won a lot more.
They signed a better player
right
in Matt Chapman. They've won 3 World Series, yes, and they have spent a ton of money.
I agree.
Your past and your history does matter when we're talking about
totally
situations like this.
I don't disagree with you, but like when they give Brian Reynolds $100 million or when they add at the trade deadline, we give them some praise for it. And then when they don't give a bad baseball player $200,000, everyone seizes the moment to say, aha, this is the worst baseball team headed by the worst owner in professional sports.
On
July 31st, we were saying, hey, job well done, Pirates.
Yeah,
now,
and I mean,
the moves
I got
backfired badly.
Yeah, Brian De La Cruz does not. Kiner Falefa has also been terrible.
But they tried. And so much of this is trying.
Did they ultimately try, though, this year if their payroll was $86 million? Did they try?
No, not to the extent I'd like them to. But I'm saying at the trade deadline, they did.
I know, but you might have avoided being in the situation you were in at the trade deadline if you had tried to go out and be more aggressive in the offseason, which is, I think, the holy grail thing that everyone wants them to do that just they haven't done. They come off their best season in franchise history, and it was a different GM, but I mean, still, the principal person here remains the same.
Yep.
They traded the hometown hero second baseman for a left-handed pitcher that I think you told me was basically dog vomit.
Then he was.
When it happened. And then they didn't want to pay the cost to keep Jay Happ around when he went out the next year and was awesome
yeah
for the Blue Jays.
For many people, unforgivable sins, and I don't disagree with that. Here's Tom next. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm a lot older than either of you, so I'm going to go back to the days when integrity meant something. Because the thing that seems to be lost in this whole conversation is the word integrity. They signed a guy to a contract that if he hit a certain amount of bats, he would get a bonus. I was the guy early in April and June, or in May, that called and wanted Rowdy Tellez out of town. Then he turned it around. There were many times when he got hot, and our manager sat him on the bench so he could bring in Connor Joe, who batted like 190 in the second half of the season.
Okay, there were I have a question about that when you say that. Do you think that Derek Shelton was sitting Rowdy Tellez for Connor Joe because he wanted to keep his at-bats down, make sure he didn't get the bonus?
I sure hope that's not the case, but it's a question that somebody should bring up because it looks awful fishy here.
Well, I think it did come.